Hi, everyone. Mitch Holtis here, voice of the Chiefs. A reminder that our Fantasy Draft podcast is presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chiefs Kingdom. Now, it's time for your draft day drama.
The Kansas City Chiefs are now on the clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs, first round selection.
With the 15th selection.
With the 10th pick.
With the 63rd pick.
The Kansas City Chiefs have selected...
All right, welcome to Chiefs Fantasy Draft, Episode 3. And I've changed roles here. Remember, in Episode 1 and 2, I was Sonny Weaver Jr. from the horrible movie Draft Day. But it looked like I was from Hidden Figures, which is a way better movie that Kevin Costner was in. But now, I'm Brett Veach, General Manager of the Kansas City Chiefs. And you know how I am on Draft Day. I like to move. I like to shake. I like to make it all happen. What are we doing? Are we looking at our team so far here? What are you going to ask me, Matt? What have we got?
Yeah, let's jump into our teams. Let's recap each of our teams.
All right, here we go. You going to start with yours or mine? Or
I can go. I'll go first. How about that?
Yeah, okay. You know what?
I had the first overall pick in the first episode, so it makes sense I should go first here. So far we've done quarterback, punter, kicker, head coach, and the skill positions on offense. And I'll run through my squad. I have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, Lynn Dawson as his backup, Dustin Colquitt's my punter, Jan Stenrud is my kicker, Hank Stram is my head coach. My skill guys, I got Jamal Charles, Christian Okoye, and Marcus Allen at running back. Feeling pretty good about that. And my wide receivers are Tyreek Hill, Carlos Carson, Dwayne Bowe. Tight end, I got Tony Gonzalez and the blocking extraordinaire, Jason Dunn, to round out my skill guys.
And my team looks like Canton, Ohio. I'm just saying, man, it's like gold. It's just gold. Andy Reid, head coach. Why not? Been with Coach Reid a long time, right? He gave me my shot. Joe Montana, four-time Super Bowl champion. You know how it is. And then Harrison Butker's my place kicker. Gerald Wilson, Thunderfoot's my punter. Alex Smith's my backup quarterback, right? We know what he's like. Mr. Courageous won the Ed Block Courage Award or whatever this year. And then you've got your second group, right? Or you would I go with my second group?
I already went over my
you
second
group. You already gave it. I wasn't paying attention. I was working on a deal. I haven't slept in like, I don't know how long. Hang on. Yeah, Allison, when was the last time I slept? Yeah, February 6th, 2020. That's what I thought. Yeah, right before the parade. All right. Episode 2, my picks are Travis Kelce at tight end, Hall of Fame. Otis Taylor should be in the Hall of Fame, wide receiver. Abner Haynes. That's the picky one. You know how I like to get those. I like to pick them. I find Turk Wharton, right? Mm-hmm. Abner Haynes, Priest Holmes, Fred Arbanis, Joe Delaney, Chris Burford, Dante Hall. Because I know what Coach wants, and he wants guys that can do a lot of different things. You know, Coach and I, we talk a lot, but he wants guys that can, you know, plug and play and then fill and flush and fill and do stuff like that. So where would he go for episode 3?
Yep, in episode 3, we've talked a lot about the skill guys, the guys that touch the football so far. This is about the trenches today on the offensive side. We're going to do offensive tackle, guard, and center. We'll go two deep at each position because you need your backups, of course. But we'll go two deep at each position. I guess we won't actually. We'll go left tackle, right tackle, left guard, right guard, and then have two centers is what we'll do. Offensive tackle today. How you feeling?
I'm feeling like I got to do something. I like to move and shake. You know how it is. You know how I am. I like to trade. I like to move. I don't want to stand there. I want to bop and weave. I want to go. Wait a minute. Hang on a second. It's Nags. Huh? Nags, no, we're doing something, man. We can't do that. Remember that time we beat Villanova and you gave me that hand signal? I went by that corner. Yeah, touchdown. Yeah, that's Nags. Hope he gets it going, man. I hope they're doing well. But anyway, and you're picking first, right?
I picked first in the first episode. You picked first in the last episode. So I pick first in this episode.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel like I got to be doing something.
Oh, Brett Veach 2 is calling me.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Matt, what's up, man? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Brett, I'm good. I'm a little busy right now. What's up?
Yeah, well, it's okay. It's cool. Hey, hope Ellie's doing good.
Yeah, great.
Hey, thinking about making a move here, episode 3 to start it. What do you think? What are we doing here? What do we got? Are we going to do this or are we going to do this? Here's what I want. I want your one. I want your one. I got to have your one in episode 3. So what are we doing?
I mean, I have my eye on some guys at one. If you want one, you got to really want it. And if you want one, I need the number 2 overall pick today. And I need number 1 next week.
Man, what are we trying to do here? I mean, I can't. This has got to be a win-win. You win, I win, right? Ellie wins, Tammy wins, the Chiefs Kingdom wins. Let's do this. Let's make a move. Let's make it real. I get your one, and then you can have my 3 in episode 4. But I got to keep my 1 in episode 4, Matt. You know how it is. I can't give up ones. I got to make this happen for the kingdom.
Okay, so you're saying number 2 this week, number 3 next week.
Yeah, you get my number 1 in episode 4, but I take your 1 in this episode, and then you get the 2 picks after that.
Okay, you got a deal.
Okay. I'll good. Good. All right. Hey, you know, hey, go get him, man. You know, yeah, good.
Okay.
All right, good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. So, all right, good.
So you're picking first.
I am. So that's the deal, the way we did it. So I got some other phones here too, man. These are just like burning up.
This is a great deal for me.
Who put the kid's phone in here, man? Who is this? Yep. Yeah. You know, Howie, we play you guys this year, right? Remember 2013? Yeah. We're coming there again. All right. Good. All right. Here we go. So episode three, and I get the first pick. I want to trade the first pick. So this is tackles. This is guards. This is centers.
Mm-hmm.
People saw what I already done with the line already with Joe Tooney, right, in real life. This is the fantasy draft, and in real life, what we've been able to do with Joe Tooney, we're excited about his future, what he can do. He's a pro. He's a world champion. And then Kyle Long, we've seen what he can do. You see, coach wants the trenches. Coach wants to have that trenches hooked up. So I'm going to make a move here because I'm going with the Pro Football Hall of Famer. I got a couple I can do this, but I traded up for this pick because I got to have a left tackle be an anchor. So I'm going Willie Roaf here. Willie Roaf is my left tackle. Played for the Chiefs in the mid-2000s, had all the great years with the Saints. The guy blocks out the sun. You know, we can have an eclipse anytime we want it. My quarterback's Joe Montana. Took him in episode one. I said, hey, Coach Reed, you've got Willie Roaf. Anchor down. Anchor down. Not Vanderbilt football. I'm talking my team. Anchor down. So I'm taking Willie Roaf with my pick in episode three.
See, this is best case scenario for me because I'm the guy that traded down, and I'm still getting my guy that I would have taken first overall. I did think about Willie Roaf.
Don't play it on me. Don't play it on me. You're playing it on me.
I did think about Willie Roaf because he's one of the greatest left tackles of all time, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you feel like the first overall pick, you have to go left tackle. But when the greatest guard in the history of guards is available, particularly at pick number two, I feel like you have to take him, and that is Will Shields, perhaps the greatest offensive guard of all time, one of the best offensive linemen overall in NFL history. Started 223 consecutive games, and he wasn't just reliable. That was from 1993 to 2006. He was consistently brilliant throughout that entire time. He earned 12 straight Pro Bowl nods. He's also a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Will Shields is my pick in this one.
Yeah, man, I see what you're doing there, and I take Roaf, you take Shields, I take Shields, you take Roaf. But we had to trade up and make that move because I got to have the best left tackle maybe to ever play in football, and I've got him. And so he's on my team, and it's good, but I'm going to stay put right here at the second. I'm going to stay with my second pick and stay put because I'm going to go with the next best guard in franchise history, and that's Ed Buddy. Number one pick, Super Bowl IV champion. Terrific guard. I like what you're feeling, but I'm going to go here and go Ed Buddy in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. Terrific career to go at my guard position. So with Willie Roaf, I've got Ed Buddy on that O-line.
I think that's a great pick. I'm kind of scrambling here because I need my left tackle. I have to go left tackle, right? Or do I go inside? And, you know, I'm going to go with your guy with this pick, EJ Holub, who I didn't know much about until we were doing our top fives on Twitter a few weeks ago, yeah. And you had EJ Holub in there, and I learned about him. From 1961 to 1970, he was both a center and a linebacker. He did both at times. He is, my understanding, the only player in NFL history to play in a Super Bowl, multiple Super Bowls, each at a different position, is what EJ Holub did. So I'm going to bring him in as a center, but if I need help at linebacker, he can do that. So I'm really building the core of my offensive line right now. I'll worry about left tackle at some point. I'm going to have EJ Holub and Will Shield in the interior of my offensive line.
You know, the people who know me well know I can multitask. I can have two phone calls going at once. EJ Holub's a great pick because he can play both ways. You mentioned linebacker and center. Wow, terrific player. So that's a good pick, man. I can't, you know, well done. Way to go. So I've got my guard. I've got a tackle. I'm going to go with the next best center, or maybe the best center in Kansas City Chiefs history. Again, is overlooked here a little bit just because he was at the end of the great run of the 60s, gutted it out, but he was like the Pro Bowler for them in the early 70s because I'm going Jack Rudney, who is as tough as they come. Coach Reed likes it, man. He said, you know, he's a redhead. That's what Coach would say about him. He's, you know, he's red beard. So Ed Buddy, yeah, pride of Northwestern Wildcats is going to be my center. So I got my tackle, I got my guard, I got my center. Jack Rudney's right there snapping the ball to Joe Montana or Alex Smith, as it were.
I like it. Didn't it go EJ Holub directly to Jack Rudney?
It did.
Yeah, it's kind of like punters. Sure, we were talking a little bit ago. A lot of success at that position at center, getting lots of good players there. Yep. All right, I can no longer ignore left tackle. I'm going to take John Ault, with my next pick. If you want a left tackle, a guy who's 6'8", can definitely do the job. 149 career starts at tackle from 1984 to 1996. Two-time Pro Bowler. He was solid. He stays in there. He's reliable. He's my left tackle.
Yep. Let me see what I got going here because I'm going to make a move maybe. Nope, not. Staying put. So I'm going to stay put because I got a left tackle in Willie Rofe, maybe the best of all time. I've got my guard in Ed Buddy. Behind Will Shields, second best guard in Chiefs history. I got Jack Rudney, stud at center, stud. So I'm going to go to my right tackle position, and it's going to go the right tackle of the Super Bowl IV champions, also underrated on the line, number 73, Dave Hill, on the Chiefs Ring of Honor. Really fantastic. When you look at him, he was grimy, tough. Coach is going to love this offensive line. He's going to do a lot of work with this. With all those weapons I've got, go back and look at episode 2. I put together weapons for this team. So I'm going to go with Dave Hill, and my tackles are set on the offensive line.
Now, what do I do? I already have Will Shields at guard. Why not go get another one of the greatest guards of all time, and Brian Waters?
Oof.
Who, can you believe Brian Waters went undrafted?
No.
In, I believe, 2000. I didn't know that until I researched this. Because he,
he was a tight end.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
North Texas.
Yeah, North Texas. Yeah, Mean Green. An undrafted free agent in 2000. All he does is come in and play 13 seasons, 11 with the Chiefs, and make 6 Pro Bowls, 2-time All-Pro. Brian Waters was a stud. The interior of my offensive line is looking pretty good.
Yep, you're good. That's a good pick. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with this next pick. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Are we doing this or are we doing this? We got it. We got it. Because I got to need a guard. I got my 2 tackles. I got my center. I'm going to put together another underrated guy. You know, I find these guys, I think about it in the 6th round, Laree Duvernay-Tardif in the 6th round. Right? Look what we did with Nick Allegretti. Saved the day for us in 2020. We won the AFC Championship because Nick Allegretti had to play guard. So you have to find these guys and dig in there when the people go, wow, how'd you find this guy? So here's one. Mo Mormon is my guard. Mo Mormon started again on that offensive line. Maybe the most underrated lineman on the Super Bowl IV championship team. If you look at Moore Mormon, he made the trap block on 65 toss power trap. I think that's what it's called. That's what it's called. 65 toss power trap.
We're in the studio right now.
Yeah, but who makes the trap? Yeah, we're at the 65 TPT Productions. And who makes the trap block? Mo Mormon. This is a great offensive line I've got ready to go. Coach Reed's fired up about it.
This is a prime example of how this whole exercise has helped me learn a lot about Chiefs history when I already thought I knew a lot about Chiefs history. But the fact of the matter is I am 28 years old and did not watch Super Bowl IV live. So I don't know a lot of these guys. But Mo Mormon is a guy who I learned about in this exercise.
Yeah.
And Mo Mormon, yeah, heck of a player. First round pick in 1968. And now he's joining your team. I think that's a very solid pick. Now for me, I can go a few different directions with this one because I need my right tackle. And I'm thinking I'm going to go John Tate for my right tackle with this pick. John Tate, first round pick in 1999, played his first 5 seasons with the Chiefs. He was the right tackle. So he played a lot of left tackle in his day, but he was the right tackle on the 2003 squad that had your guy, Willie Rofe. So think about how good that offensive line was. It was frankly ridiculous when you dig into it. But really solid player who can play both tackle spots. So I'll plug him in at right, but for some reason, if John Ault gets hurt, he can go over and play left tackle. I'm not worried about that. John Tate's my guy.
I think we both like our lines here. Coach Reed says that's where it starts, is in the trenches. But, yeah, I like my group and ready to go. I got Willie Rofe at left tackle. I got Ed Buddy at guard. I got Mo Mormon at guard. So I got the Super Bowl IV guards. I got Jack Rudney at center. Dave Hill at right tackle. So I got 3 of the 5 members of the Super Bowl IV championship, just saying. But, you know, that's what I do. I try to, you know, I don't sleep. I don't sleep. I try to stay busy. You know, I'll go to bed at 1:30, get up at 3:30, and then go right into work. So that's what we're doing here. We're trying to make it happen. You trade, you move, you stay, you go. You know, it's the way it works.
So
phones, you work the phones.
Yeah, work the phones. You have how many phones do you have? Your 3?
I don't know. I lost track.
Yeah.
Whose phones is this? That's Brant Tillis is on this phone. Hey, Brant. Yeah, we're going to do this or we're going to do this? We got it. We're good. We're good to go.
So looking at this now, I've even lost my train of thought here. Is it your pick or my pick?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So.
Well, I need a backup center. I need a backup center here.
Right.
And I just took John Tate. So I think it's your turn.
It is. So my backup center, this is, So I didn't know we were going this deep, but that's okay. I'm prepared, I think. So I got to pick another center.
But if your center gets hurt, you need a center.
I do need a center. But I can move guys over. I can move Momo over maybe. But so here's where it gets tough. I'm just going to get the grimy guy that'd be willing to be backup. He's tackle over tackle, or he's going to play placement protection. So I guess I'm going to go Tim Grunhard right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll pick him as my backup center behind Rudney.
I talked to Grunny earlier today, actually.
Did you? How'd that go?
It was good. It was for a flag football deal, and he was very encouraging to the kiddos. But yeah, Grunny's awesome. Grunny, you know, from your center, and then he's the backup in this case, but if you needed to go in and play, you want reliability. And Grunny started, what, 120 consecutive games? It's pretty good. In the 1990s on that offensive line. He was actually going to be my pick, but I will audible here and go with Casey Wigman.
Yeah, good one.
Can't go wrong with Casey Wigman.
Underrated.
Casey Wigman, much like Jason Dunn, who I talked about in the previous episode, is like the unsung hero of that incredible offensive line in the 2000s, because guys like Will Shields and Brian Waters and Willie Rolfe, John Tate, these guys are all going to Pro Bowls, but Casey Wigman didn't really ever get any recognition, but he was a huge part of that offensive line. He was awesome, really good player, but he was awesome. So love Casey Wigman, undersized, but had great technique, work ethic. He'll be my backup center.
Yeah, and he married Danny Boatwright, who won Survivor, like one of the first Survivors. Like, how good is that, right?
It's pretty good.
So I got Sudeikis on the line. Hey, Ted Lasso's awesome. I've only one watched episode, just one, because I've been working. Like, it's draft time. Come on, Sudeikis. When I'm done, Allison's taped them all. I'm going to binge on it. Yeah. Okay. All right, good. This is Stone Street. Yeah, Sonny, what's up? Who should we take? Got it. Okay, good. You know, Sudeikis, Stone Street. Those guys all call.
It's blowing up. So
we're ready. The phones are blowing up. We're doing deals. We got it going on. But I like my group. We're done with episode three, right?
Yeah, let's run through our teams real quickly here. Yeah. Just the offensive lines. So I got John Ault and John Tate, the two Johns, on either side of my offensive line. Will Shields, Brian Waters on the interior. EJ Holub is my starting center. Casey Wigman, backup center.
Yep. And I got Willie Rofe and Dave Hill at my tackles. I've got Ed Buddy at a guard, along with Mo Mormon, and then Jack Rodney's my center, and I got Tim Grunhardt to keep that room lively and to have a show like on Tuesday night with the players show. So I'm all set. Anyway, that's episode three. Don't miss episode four. Brett Veach will be back. Brett Veach 2 will be back. Who knows? Will he trade? Will he stay put? We never know with Brett, but he's always moving, man. He's always shaking, and he's working it. So join us for episode four.